Hey, welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. We are so excited to be joining you today. Actually, whatever you're doing, you took the time to be here with us. We are coming off the heels of our one-year birthday. We hope that you got to celebrate that with us. My name is Antonio, and I'm here with our team.
The Roths.
Hello, Pastor Dan hello. And Jess.
You know what's cool, Pastor Antonio, is that for the 1 year, we had all of the guests except one. Bum-ba-da-bum. She's here.
You guys left me out.
No.
You were preaching in Women Rock. You left us out.
It was an amazing message. And so oh, yeah. It was cool on the heels of...
Somebody scheduled it at the time that I was preaching.
Well.
So, yeah, we're just so glad. And again, as a thank you to those of you who have tuned in for over a year. Maybe you've been part since day one. We got some texts.
Woo-hoo.
And some congratulations. Or maybe you're new to the channel, new to the station. We're just so grateful. Today, we are going to be talking about, we're not doing the rewind, but rather, there was some really cool thoughts and concepts that came out of this past week, Pastor Dan.
Yeah.
As we closed out the Law of Faith.
The whole series.
And chapter 4 of the book of Romans.
Done. Actually, we finished chapter 4 at Easter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to hit some verses up.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. So we're just kind of land the plane.
There will be Roman. That's where actually we start
Easter,
but then we're going to launch into some thoughts about the resurrection and what it does and that sort of a thing. So it'll be great.
Yeah.
It's amazing how God just lays out in the scripture and has us going line upon line. Mm-hmm. And the verses we just so happen to be on at Easter are Easter verses, resurrection verses.
And that's where there's no coincidences.
No coincidences.
Right?
So we just get to land with the fact that you wore that shirt today.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
It was ordained. It was
why? The Lord.
I'm joking. It's a joke.
I'm like, Jess, am I missing something that you all
come
have?
Come on, isn't
on
it
here?
Obvious?
I feel like the third wheel.
I can see that, right? Because we're happy that you are here, Pastor.
You
Jess.
Two have good chemistry.
Well, thanks.
Any thoughts on the Law of Faith? I know you were talking off camera. Yeah.
It was one of my favorite series.
Yeah.
You know, me coming off of mourning and fighting a good fight of faith with sickness and stuff for the past 2 years. Just really, it was like an injection.
Yeah, good.
Of just reminding me, like, yeah, come on, get yourself strapped up and get going. What are you doing? You know, so like every time he would preach a message, I'm like, oh my goodness, that was just like exactly what I needed. You know, and so yeah, it was amazing. I'm
about
sad
time
it's
you
a
listen
little,
to my
like, I'm glad that I got to be a part of it, but I'm sad that it's already over, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're launching in some great verses in Romans 5 after Easter, and I know it's going to be, you know, obviously the word when it was written wasn't written in chapter and verse. Mm-hmm. It was a letter. Yeah. And so we're building on those principles as we move forward into what faith develops in our lives and even the access, the character of God, the Holy Spirit. I mean, just, and then, man, 6, 7, and 8, how to control the flesh.
Yeah.
Like chapters.
Aren't there whole courses? I think we've talked about this, right? There's like whole courses established for these few chapters that Bible college courses.
I mean,
like, man,
it's like
so
slapping
much.
Culture in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Which is so relevant in today's society, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did want to bring up from, and I'm asking both of you guys, Pastor Dan and Pastor Jess, regarding, specifically to this week, we touched on some scriptures that I really prompted a question in me, because we talked about the verse in the latter part of the verse with Abraham and this promise. And I know we've talked about faith and then kind of holding on to this promise. Yeah. And I know I've had conversations. I've felt these questions myself. But it's great because Abraham had this promise to kind of go back to.
Right.
What happens when we don't necessarily have those words? You know, you could talk to spiritual people and like, oh, I know what God told me. We were talking about how, you know, Pastor Joel, part of his testimony of his healing was at the beginning of feeling sick, before he even knew the extent of what was going on, he had a promise that God was going to heal him. And so he said he clung to that promise, kind of like Abraham did and modeled in scripture throughout his sickness. And whenever he felt up or down, he was like, but I have this promise. Well, what about those instances or cases when we don't have a specific promise for the specific ordeal that we're going through?
I would point out, first things first, is that Abraham didn't have a written word.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
He could only have a spoken word.
Yeah.
Right? And so he heard directly from God what God's will and counsel was for his life specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, fast forward 4,000 years from Abraham's time to us, right? We have the canon of Scripture.
Yes.
what the Word of God is for us in print, right? So we will always have a word from God,
yeah,
right? But yeah, I think that oftentimes people overlook the promises of God in the Scriptures because it wasn't the way that Abraham received it.
Yeah. Right.
Now, that's not to say that you can't receive a word from God today,
yeah,
specifically, but any word that we have today specifically from God, we can line it up with the Scripture and so see, good, is this something that's promised in the Scripture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to where if we can find it in the Scripture, then if we know that God spoke to us, well, the two will agree.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So sometimes people say, well, I don't have a word. Well, you do. It's called,
yeah,
the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, what
find
is
it in the, yeah,
what's the, right, specific, yeah, word for me? That's where you get in with God, mm-hmm, and you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to those, right, those quote unquote words,
yeah,
for your life. I don't know. You want to,
yeah,
speak,
like,
to that?
To make it more practical, you know, one of our children was getting the shots. He was, I think, three. Was he about three?
He was five. I mean, it was right before he went into kindergarten. And,
yeah,
so we had,
yeah,
a word,
yeah,
not to give him any,
not to give him any
immunizations,
shots.
Not because we're against, our daughter had him.
Our daughter had him. And so
our
just
youngest
really
had
felt
him.
Like the Lord was like, no, do not do
but
this.
But for this child, we had a specific word from God. Mm-hmm. Do not give him the immunization shots.
Yes. Right? And so when, you know, he turned five, school came up, and I was, mm-hmm, like, I wasn't getting a word.
Yeah.
I had had a no, no, no.
And that, like, word just kind of, for explain that, it was just kind of like in your spirit.
Yeah,
you know,
it
just
was like
felt
almost
like, a,
like I just felt like a,
like a prompt not
every
to do
time,
it.
A
like,
caution.
No. Yeah. And then every time we went to the doctor, they ran out of shots. Then, mm-hmm, they send us down, yeah, to the shot room, and the shot room ran out of shots. Oh. And I was like, okay.
Which
and
I've never heard of
I
that,
remember,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember being on the elevator in the Lord, and he was three at that time.
That's
what it was.
Yeah.
And I remember the Lord saying, if you do this, you're going against me. You're not obeying, mm, me. And I was like, okay. And so then at that point, I had such a fear of God. I was,
yeah,
like, I'm not messing. I know,
yeah,
who God is. I know when I hear the voice of God, we're just going to back off, mm-hmm, of this for a while.
And I think going into kindergarten when he was five,
mm-hmm,
we were
praying, fasting.
Praying and fasting, yeah, and asking God for a fresh word.
Yes.
Now, mind you, we had a word already,
mm-hmm,
but we were seeking the Lord because there was a lot of pressure that, hey, he's going to school. He needs these shots in order to,
and the school, yeah, was saying it,
start school. And so,
yeah,
you know, in this Christian,
yeah,
school.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of pressure on us. So we're praying about it. And so we decided, hey, we're going to go and,
well, we can believe God for it. Right. Like we were like, we can believe God either way. And so when we did it, there was one specific shot that we did and he was never the same.
Mm.
Like when he took that shot, he was never the same. And, mm-hmm, he started getting really odd tics, like to
twitching,
the point where he couldn't like talk. The tics got worse. He couldn't raise a fork to his, mm-hmm, mouth. We went and got him examined. They said it was a neurological issue. They started calling it Tourette's. They were going to send us to doctors. But then when you're learning about Tourette's, there's really not much they can do. Mm-hmm. And so we, thank God, we have a background of faith.
Yeah.
Went, no. He was fine and now he's not. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. My word says my son can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just started praying for him.
So that's the that's a promise that we see in,
yes,
Scripture.
Yeah, we have a promise
for everybody.
It was the
word
of what God said that he promised us that he wants us healed.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a word from God as far as in, yeah, our spirit,
yeah, we
or
didn't
an
get
audible
like a
voice,
word, no,
yeah,
prophetic,
none
word,
of that
nothing,
kind of stuff.
No.
So we didn't have that, but we had the promise,
mm,
of God. Now, granted, we had the original word don't, and,
yes,
then we did, so, yeah, we repented.
Yeah, yeah, I felt like
we said,
I
God, please forgive us.
Yeah, because,
yeah,
I pushed it a bit.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling the pressure
outside
from the
pressure,
outside.
And we allowed that to, mm, to push us into disobedience, and so we repented of that. But then it was, gosh.
3 years.
A three-year
journey.
Yeah.
And it got worse, and it was scary, and, you know, he started playing baseball, and he loved sports, if, mm, you know this kid. And he was hyper, and he was just fighting. And eventually after 3 years, the Lord had given us something to say over him. So every time a tick would happen or every time he couldn't control his movements or his body movements, mm-hmm, or he couldn't control his voice, we would say, what do you say?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a faith declaration because we're going to declare the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went into Scripture and we found that God gives us peace, you know, and that he's a healer. And so he would say, I have the peace of God and God has healed me. And so every time something would happen around the house or,
yeah,
I would see him kind of struggling because he would get real sad. He would,
yeah,
like, there were things that, you know, you just,
yeah,
know your child.
Yeah.
And I'd say, what do you say?
Yeah.
So we could be at Target. We could be at, you know, we could be at the grocery store. And I'd be like, what do you say?
Yeah.
Like, and so it didn't have to embarrass him, but it was almost like for him, no, it kept Micah connected to the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
It connected him to faith. And for this little child, he had to learn, like, I can't control this and I hate what I'm experiencing, but I know,
mm-hmm,
that I have peace when this happens. So he would start saying, I have the peace of God and God has healed me. Yeah. He would say it 1,000 times sometimes.
All over and over and
we
over.
We would hear him down the hallway saying it to himself. We went to his teachers. Thank God we went to a Christian school. And we said, when you see this happening, just all you got to say to him is, what do you say, Micah?
Well, I love how you called it a faith injection because it almost reminds me of like an inhaler. So if he wasn't, then it's just kind of like, ooh, I'm open. So like you inject that faith. Yep. And get yourself back in line with the promise you're proclaiming.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what you're believing for, and just get that pump of faith in you and really get you back in line.
It filled our whole family up because the kids had to get involved in it. So Chloe would be like, Micah, what do you say? I'd hear her say, you know, they'd be playing, Micah, what do you say? You know, like, and they were holding him accountable to these things. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, we watched those ticks move through his body and completely out his leg. I'll never forget the last one he would kick. He had a hard time walking because he couldn't like control his patterns, and he kicked, and then just one day they were gone. And it wasn't like we went to a healing service and it happened or we were sitting in church and it happened.
Yeah.
No, it was just being consistent to the word of God and staying in faith with God. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was discouraged. Don't get me wrong. There were times we cried across the table because he couldn't put a fork to his mouth and we had to help him eat. Like,
we're just sitting on the stairs one night, like, why hasn't God healed me? And it's like, I don't know about it. You know, we just had to sit there. But I mean, a lot of tears, a lot of prayers.
And I don't know why one day it just,
it just
left.
I don't know that I could put my finger on the day that it happened. It just sort of just, you know, and there was little things that would happen here and there, but we would just remind him, hey, this is happening. Oh, I didn't even know, you know, and then he would speak over his life.
You almost had to go back and go, hey, when was the last time you had that happen? And he's like, oh, I don't know.
Completely free.
You know, but, and it was like we saw God just begin to do something. And then it blessed us because then our younger son had really bad asthma. I mean, he was in the hospital during Easter when Dan was preaching. Yeah. He had got croup. I mean, it was constant. They told me that he would be on inhalers and breathing treatments for the rest of his life. And I was like, after Micah, I was like, oh, this is not going to be something that we rely on because we believe God. And I'm telling you, I don't even know the last time this kid ever had an inhaler. He plays sports. There's no issue. He has spoken like, no, I'm healed. And that doctor told us, you can't get healed of asthma. And
I think we all got to get that spirit of
Yeah, right.
It's just, we just got to get that in us sometimes. Yeah. Like, okay, here's fact. But what is the facts?
But what does God
truth,
say?
There's truth. Yeah. Truth of God.
Like, I'm not taking that. I'm not going to.
Now, I told your story this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And so did you have a word from God? What happened there?
It wasn't a word. I had, I remembered a message about the Shunammite woman and how she made a room for the prophet.
Wow.
And she was believing for a child.
So good.
And she made a
room.
Why
did you tell me that before the that's gold right there, man. Sermon gold.
No, I had and after that weekend, it wasn't even specific to that. It was I had a post-it that I kept on my monitor for the longest time. It just said make room, cuz that was my takeaway, make room. You know, like she was believing for something and she built a physical room.
Wow.
Wow.
And I just put make room. And then later in my spirit, as we were believing for this, I kind of just had to make room. And it actually turned into a physical room that I'm going to clear out this room and make it a nursery and believe that there'll be a baby. But there wasn't like a, because some people have that, like the Lord told me we're going to have a baby.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it does happen. Totally. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
All I had was, but not all I had. What I did have was the word of God,
yeah,
a precedent of his character, and what can happen when we believe. And that's
right.
You know,
that was how amazing is that? That we get as the body of Christ to have the tangible word of God.
Yeah.
Like there's so much power in the word.
Yeah.
And when Jesus is such a beautiful example of this, I mean, I was thinking about the water into wine, right? Like, he waited until the last of the wine to produce that. I was hearing somebody talk about that earlier. But yet, sometimes we think, where are you, God, in our miracle? Where are you in my faith journey? Where are you? Is my marriage ever going to be healed? Yeah. Am I ever going to be able to get out from this debt that, you know, has so overtaken me, especially in the last few years that we've been in? And I just want to say, hold on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it took forever with Mike. I had a friend call me yesterday, and she's believing God for her daughter. And we like just, she was like, I'm not mad at God because they got a bad report. And they really thought this is like an answer from God. Right. Like we're figuring out what this is and we're going to be able to treat this. And she called me and I didn't quite know what I was going to, you know, talk to her about, but it was like, no, I'm in faith. I know that the Lord gave me a word, showed me exactly what artery she's dealing with. I mean, she has a where the Lord specifically told her, and now she's having to tell the doctors, I need you to check this. I need you to do this. And she's getting some opposition back because it's so rare. They've only done their surgery on these people four times. And so that's how specific God has been with her about this. And her daughter's been sick for 8 years. And so we yesterday, I was like, well, girl, I don't need to pump you up then. We just need to, you need to be patient in the wait. Like, God is doing something behind the scenes. Like, there is faith that is happening, but you got to give time for that. Like, it may not happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen the way you want it to happen. Because I heard you say you gave God, this was my plan. And I'm like, what about God's plan? Like, you got to get off your own plan. You got to get on God's plan. So maybe he gave you the insight to that. But how is he going to work that out? That takes time. And sometimes we get mad, like, God didn't show up. You know, and even like I've had people be like, well, God didn't heal so-and-so and they died. And I'm like, well, how do you know they're not healed in heaven? Why are we calling healing like only what I see, only what my expectations of who God is supposed to be and what he's supposed to do? I feel like it's so sad because we put God in this box and we think this is all there is. And God is going, I'm a massive God. Like, that is a piece of what it is. And I'm going to give you faith to walk through that journey. But what is God's plan and the bigger plan? Because what is behind all of it? You see, and so I think like we can get really discouraged. So then we get into the, well, God doesn't heal. Well, I don't want to tell people God heals because, you know, like what, then my faith is like stripped and I don't want to like curse God, right? Like, I don't want to go against God because I don't want to act like I don't have faith because I do have faith in God. And you go into these like, these religious like fights with yourself. Like, well, I want to believe God. I want to stand in faith, but I saw so-and-so die. And I believed God.
I think it goes back to what we were talking about, the difference between a struggle and unbelief, right? Because we're all going to have a struggle along the way to get to our promise.
I love when you said that.
Yeah, everybody struggles, everyone. And
you're
all,
not in faith. You said you're not in, you're, it's not, not, that you're in, not in faith.
Yeah.
If you're struggling.
Yeah, if you say it in the double negative, you're not, like, not in faith.
Right.
Yeah. But you're not
like
in unbelief.
It was like a freeing feeling in the moment. I sat in church like, okay.
Right. Same. Like, oh, because you can feel like, oh my, I'm wavering. I'm a double-minded person.
Well,
right.
I don't want to be in doubt because the Bible does say, don't, exactly.
you
know.
You won't receive anything for the Lord when you don't ask in faith. That's James chapter 1 that we were identifying. And he's talking about asking for wisdom, but let him ask in faith without wavering.
But you can't lose in the struggle. You can't doubt. You just can struggle, though.
Yes, and you will struggle. And I think that's the thing, is that we need to understand anything you're believing God for will be met with resistance, right?
Oh, man,
because faith, number one, the moment you have a word, the devil comes to try and steal it. That's the parable of the sower, right? Immediately, there's going to be, then there's going to be persecution that arises like the sun. Every day, there's going to be heat and pressure that's applied to that word. Every day, there's going to be things that will come and try and choke out the words fruitfulness in your life, you know, whether it's cares of life, deceitfulness of wealth, desire for other things. Those things are going to come and try and choke out the word. And it's only through understanding that it says that those who receive the word with a good heart and understanding, right, that understood the word. And we think of that as just a mental acknowledgement that we oh, I get that. That's I get it. That's not faith, though, right? Understanding takes a step further in the Bible when it means that you have now realized what that means. Yes, you've mentally acknowledged it. Yes, but now you've believed it and you've received it to the point that you're able to step out and act on it. That's understanding. Because if you really understood what the implications of the word were, you'd be doing something about it.
Right.
And are you struggling with God or are you struggling with yourself?
Yeah.
And your old belief systems. Like, in faith, I believe that like the Lord is challenging us as believers to undo our thinking.
Yeah.
And to step into some supernatural thinking. And that's really hard to do because maybe you've never had to do it before or you've never had to step out in faith for something where you think you did, but you didn't. You know, and so like I think the Lord is calling Christians to come up a notch in their understanding of who God is. And, you know, like we look at God and we want and especially in Western, you know, Christian culture, we all the time we think, oh, prosperity and God bless me and I'm in faith for this and I'm in faith for a new house and I'm in faith for a new car. And not that those things are bad. But what if you're not there and you just like, God has just got to be sovereign in the hard places.
Yeah.
I think that it takes faith to trust God in the hell that you're walking through,
really in the struggle,
in the valley, in that suffering, in the persecution, because I think we don't talk about that enough. We're always looking to, well, I like he's our slot machine. Like I'm going to get in faith and God's going to bless me. Yeah. We're the bless me club. And I'm like, well, hold on. You're just blessed because you're his child.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't mean you're going to live perfect in this world. This is who's the ruler of this world?
Yep.
Satan.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And
this is not for us.
This is not for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've got to have faith. My faith is not going to waver, right? And you talked about wavering. I've got to learn to get myself to the point where my faith won't waver. Now that takes a long time to figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, that wavering is two opinions. And I think that's where we can't have the opinion of medical science and the opinion of the Word of God. We can have the opinion of the economy and the opinion of the Word of God. We can have the opinion of what culture, society says, right? And the opinion of the Word of God. That's where when people start creating a cultural Christianity that says, I'm a this Christian, I'm a that Christian, right?
Yeah.
It bugs me because it's like, hey, there is no this Christian or that Christian. There's just Christian.
Yes.
We have the opinion.
We're part of the kingdom
of
God. Of
what God says, regardless. Now, that doesn't mean that we ignore facts. Mm-hmm. But again, the truth supersedes the fact. So the fact may be that...
And what
that
is the truth? What God says.
Exactly. So the fact is that I may be experiencing these symptoms, but the truth is that by his stripes I was healed, right? Now, I'm not going to ignore the facts or never say I'm having pain or I'm feeling yucky, you know, things like that, or there's a cyst or something. You know, like that is a fact, but I'm going to continue to hold fast my confession that God's going to heal me.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. By his stripes I was healed. I have it already by faith,
yeah,
right? My opinion is I trust what God says, right?
Yeah.
And that's where if I struggle with symptoms, it's not unbelief, right? And I think that's where we have to understand that this journey that we're on of faith is...
It's a good fight.
It's going to be resisted, and it's the good fight of faith. Yeah.
It is that good,
it's the good fight
of faith. When I was going through the diagnosis of breast cancer they were trying to give me, I heard the voice of God. I heard him loud and clear say, you're going to go on a 40-day fast. A juice fast. And I didn't know what that does. I'm now learning now after I've done it.
Yeah.
What an amazing thing it does to your cells. It rejuvenates it. It kills cancer. It does all this stuff. And I was like, I had no idea. I was just following the voice of God. But I would hear while I was in the fast, this is your good fight of faith. This is your, I would hear it. I would just hear, this is your good fight of faith. This is your good fight of faith. Because when I wanted to eat those chips or when I was making dinner for my family and I had to drink juice and I was like, this is my good fight of faith. Yeah. Like, you know, and so sometimes you're going to have to talk to yourself. You're going to have to tell your spirit man is going to have to tell your flesh die.
Yeah.
Because it's faith in who Christ gave me, what Christ is saying to me, and my obedience in my faith is going to take me further than I will ever be able to go. Because we have a choice with God. We have a choice. We can listen to what the Word of God says, and that's faith, right? Or I can do what my flesh tells me, what the doctors are telling me, what the lawyers are saying to me, or what the school systems are saying to me, or what every system of this world operates in.
Which is under the sway of the wicked
one. Which is under the sway of the wicked one. Or I could say, hold on. I'm hearing something opposite of what, and God is saying these things in my heart. How do I go against that? That's where I believe faith and obedience link up.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it with Abraham and Isaac. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
That is the craziest story, right? But it's a reflection. It's a typology of Jesus and God. And, you know, here he is. He's going sacrifice your son. Just to me, that's mind-boggling because I just love my kids so much and they're such a gift to me.
Yeah.
And then to raise the sword until then,
God
says, don't do it.
Right at the last.
Waited until the last moment, just like he waited the last moment with that stinking miracle with the wine. He waits until the end. Are we patient enough? Are we full of obedience enough? Are we giving ourselves shots of injection? Are we surrounding ourselves with the body of Christ that isn't going to encourage us?
Yeah.
Because I know that when I'm weak, I can come to you, Pastor Antonio, and be like, man, I'm having a bad day. Like, and you'd be like, come on, Pastor Jess. Like, we're going to, like, and you'll pump me up. And hopefully we do that for each other.
It's mutual. Yeah.
Because we have to be around. This is why God says, don't forsake the assembling of brethren. Because when you walk into church, there's a corporate anointing. Right. You cannot get it through Instagram. You cannot get it through a clip that you're watching. Right. You cannot get it through YouTube. You cannot get it through live streaming.
Yep.
Yep.
It's when you come into the house of God and there's a corporate anointing. People are always telling me when I walk onto this campus, I feel the faith of God. I feel the presence of God. I feel the move of God. Yeah. I get goosebumps when I walk in.
Well, let me say this. It's like saying, hey, I want to get wet. And so I'm going to watch a clip of the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't.
You can daydream all you want.
You can experience the ocean.
And you can experience it like, ooh, that's good.
Wow, look how beautiful that is. Look how vast that is.
The sounds of the ocean.
So gorgeous. I can like, hear I get it. Mesmerized by the TV when it does
but
that.
But you will never
like,
get wet
that's right. that's
until good. You go and get in, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with church, and it's the
Putting
same thing with the anointing.
The
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Until you get into the house and get in that atmosphere, right?
It builds our faith.
It's faith building. It's something that God designed for us, and we're encouraged.
So yeah, I know, Pastor Jess. You mentioned before we started recording, we were talking about the wrestling, and you brought up fight. There was something about you had talked about with Jacob and some of that wrestle.
Well, when he was talking about it in church, you know, he was first service he called it struggle. Second service he was like this fight, this wavering, this wrestle, and I was like, Jacob, you know, he had a fight with God.
Yeah,
he touched his hip. Yeah, he was like. Yeah. Man,
showed him who's in charge.
Yeah, God was like, hold on, let me remind you who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's
just
like,
in case you get.
I think like, if Jacob had a wrestle, if Abraham had a wrestle, if Moses had a wrestle. I mean, I'm looking at Noah. You know, like, what did he have to go through? Mm-hmm. Like, good Lord, he was the only one left. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, him and his family. Like, what did he see before all of that happened? Like, the wrestling with God. It is a wrestle, and so don't. I would say this to the body of Christ. Don't allow yourself to lose hope and to lose doubt in the wrestle and in the struggle because you're going to have the struggle.
Yeah.
You're going to have the wrestle.
Yep.
And so when you're there and you think, oh, this is annoying to me or I'm frustrated or where are you, God? No, that's actually probably a good sign that you're working this thing out and that you're going to come to the end, but you don't know how long it takes. So just keep yourself in obedience. Keep yourself in faith. Keep yourself connected to the vine.
Yeah.
Like, be one with him. And maybe you don't like your answers that you're getting right now, or you don't like the circumstances that you're finding yourself in.
Yeah.
I would just say to anyone, like I said to my friend the other day, just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what do I do? What do I do? I didn't get the report back. Well, you just keep going. We just kept going with Micah. Mm-hmm. We just kept going with Titus. We just kept going when we didn't understand ministry and we felt like we were failures. Like, we just kept going when we lost all our friends. And I mean, we just kept going. We kept going when we had no money. We kept going when we just kept going. And you know what we didn't do? We didn't take our eyes off God.
That's good.
Well, and in the wrestle, even when you talk about Jacob wrestling with God, he said, I'm not going to let you go.
Yep.
Until you bless me.
Right.
Or how about Deborah?
Yeah.
Right. Like, he wasn't going to go into battle.
Barack.
He was like, I'm not going to battle unless you go with me.
Right. She said, and that was a profound statement, because what was he saying? He's saying, I'm requiring the presence of God that you carry. You're the prophet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prophetess.
Yeah.
But
prophetess.
You're the judge.
Yeah. Yep.
And you represent God. I'm not going to battle without God.
I won't do it.
Yep.
He made room.
Yep.
And that's faith. So like, you might be in a wrestle, but keep God there.
Yep.
Keep him in the
room. That's so good.
Keep him with you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's why I love the faith message.
It's interesting that you point that out, because, you know, when the author of Hebrews says, I don't have time to tell of David, Samson, not Deborah, Barack.
Yeah.
And when Deborah said, hey, if you take me into battle, a woman's going to get the credit.
Mm-hmm. But who's, he didn't care.
He said, I don't care. I don't care who gets the credit. I just want, I want victory in the battle, right? But what happens is that Deborah's name isn't in the Hall of Faith.
No.
Which she should be.
Right.
But
it was
the
Barack.
Faith of Barack said.
That's, he pulled on it.
He recognized the anointing.
And
he recognized
and
the presence.
And for a man, that
God.
Had to be a hard thing. Well,
especially in those days.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A woman's going to get the credit for this.
Yeah.
So when he saw that in Hebrews, he's like, hey, I made it, guys. look at God. Like, you didn't get the credit there, but you got it.
Hey, your faith, right? Faith
gets credit.
We're
all going to get to heaven and be like, where's Deborah? No, I'm Barack.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey.
You want to meet me.
Big time right here.
No, and, you know, we laugh, but even in the examples we've talked about today, even in Abraham, you know, sometimes we think like, oh, the Bible, the story ends up real nice. But sometimes a few verses is 10 years.
Oh, man.
Sometimes a few verses is you know, a chapter
long
is
struggle.
A long time. You know,
I tried to hammer
with
that
Micah.
Point, 25 like years with Abraham.
Exactly. It's not, you know, there's
how long
time.
Was it before you had a baby from Drew?
Oh, my. It was 8 years.
8 years.
8 years.
8 years waiting for a second child, right?
8 years.
And it was 3 years with Micah.
And eight means new beginning.
Right.
Eight.
And it, that's, come on.
Right.
And, it, you know, it was, well, eight and a half. It was 8 and a half. because they're on the 20th. Yeah, exactly halfway.
Wow, but amazing.
Yeah, it was
my
really
friend's
cool.
on 8 years too with her yeah. daughter, and I'm like, just hold on, it's yeah. coming.
Keep going. Like, keep going.
God is in it. Mm-hmm. You may not feel like it, but He is. Yeah. Just stay there. Stay yeah. close to Him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor Jess, as we're concluding this, would you just take a moment and pray for those that are listening or watching, mm-hmm. and just that are in that struggle, that faith yeah. challenge, that there's resistance.
Sure.
They're hitting a wall. They're wondering, am I wavering? Am I, you know, what opinion am I going to land on? That sort of thing. But really, they're just in a struggle. Would you just
yeah, sure.
pray for them right now?
Yeah. Well, Lord, we just come before You. And God, we just honor You. First and foremost, we thank You for how amazing You are. And Lord, as we are just Your children walking out these faith journeys, Lord, we wrestle and we struggle in these moments. God, I ask that You would build us up. Lord, that You would strengthen us, that You would keep us, that You would go before us, Lord, guard us and guide us, Lord, and protect us from the things and the wiles of the devil, Lord. I pray, God, no weapon formed against them will prosper. I pray, God, that you would go and open doors that only You would open. And Lord, I ask for closed doors. And Lord, even if we don't understand the closed door and we think, what are You doing, God? God, I pray that there be a settling in the hearts of Your children, God, of your men, Your sons, and Your daughters, God. And I pray, God, that You would come through strong, Lord. And I ask, God, for miracles, signs, and wonders, God. Lord, we ask for the supernatural. We pray for an outpouring of Your Spirit to be in their lives today, God. I pray that You would build their hearts up with faith today, God. I pray, God, that there would be a joy that is unexpressible and supernatural and overwhelming, God. And I thank You, God, for a peace, God, the peace of God. And Lord, I pray for those that need healing, God. I pray You would heal them, touch yes. their bodies, Lord. Continue to do the work, God, even if they don't know what's happening. Lord, I thank You that You are working behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And Lord, we love You and we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You, God, that we have the word of God, which is our sword, which is our shield. And Lord, I thank You, God, that faith would arise in Your children. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, well, thank you guys for joining us. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, share. Tell somebody about this episode if it blessed you. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.